Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment of Area Voices, we learn about an Indian dance form from across the globe that's making its way to Bemidji.
It's emotional, this does, being described, and hopefully the audience is open to not knowing exactly what's happening, open to feeling those emotions.
I'm talking with Ashwini Ramaswamy today. Ashwini, along with her mother Ronnie and sister Aparna, are the creative force behind the Ragamala Dance Company. Ragamala Dance is based in Minneapolis and has been recognized across Minnesota and across the globe for their passionate, vibrant, emotional Indian dance experiences. Ashwini, how did all of this start?
My mother moved to Minnesota from India. She had learned dance throughout her younger years. A lot of girls in India learn dance or music growing up, but they don't continue it on as a profession. It had been at least 10 years since she had danced at all, but the Indian community in the Minneapolis area was very hungry for connections to India, to their cultural roots. So they found out that she used to dance and asked if she would teach their children Bharatanatyam, which is the form, the dance form that we at Ragamala practice and perform. She always loved to dance, but just never thought of it as being a realistic vocation. She cobbled together some pieces and started teaching them, but she really wanted to start learning herself again. And so she was going to India and learning from a teacher. But then in the early 1980s, the woman who is our teacher now, who's a great master in India, she came to the University of Minnesota to teach a workshop. Her name is Alarmel Valli. My mother took my sister to the workshop, and they just fell in love with her style of dance. It's so physical and emotional, and it's very vibrant and graceful. And she then asked my sister to start coming to India every year to take lessons. And my mother said, do you mind if I come too and start from the beginning? So then the two of them became students together. They started from the very beginning learning, and I started about 10 years after that. I'm the younger sister. And so we go like a pilgrimage to India every year to keep learning and keep improving. And then taking the same lessons that you should always be true to the technique and to the spirit of the dance, but you can make it your own based on how you are, how your personality is, where you live. And I think being from living in the United States has really, really shaped the trajectory and the aesthetic of Ragamala.
How did these dance lessons grow into the world-renowned, what we know now as the Ragamala Dance Company?
The very foundation of Ragamala, the reason it started was because Ronnie, my mother, really wanted Western audiences, the Minnesota community, and then it ended up being a national and international audience, who were not Indian, to understand and come to see Bharatanatyam. Because back in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't something that was known here. There was no internet. You only saw this kind of dance form in the Indian community. And so she wanted it to be in regular theaters, just as other dance forms were presented. And the way that that started was making it accessible to audiences. I think they really thought at first that it was impenetrable based on the costumes and the language, and that everything was so foreign. But she was able to break down walls and break down the perception of barriers to the core of the art form, which really is universal. So she started collaborating with different genres of artists in order to show this connection, this human connection that comes from a lot of art forms that I think people don't realize. And so the first thing she did, the first production, was with the poet Robert Bly. He had translations of an Indian poet, and she really, really loved his take on the translations of this poetry. So she was simultaneously fearless, and I think a little bit didn't know how famous he was, so she just looked him up in the phone book and called him up and said, can we do this together? I'd like to dance to you reading this in English. So this was back in 1991. She performed with an Indian singer singing the verses in the Indian language and having Robert Bly speak his translation, people finally saw what the gestural language actually meant, literally was saying. And they were able to make a connection that wasn't made before.
That's Ashwini Ramaswamy. She's part of the Ragamala Dance Company. Ragamala is currently touring rural Minnesota, performing an experience they call Sacred Earth. A lot of people have never experienced your style of dance, and I'm wondering if you could explain what an audience might expect.
I first and foremost have to thank the Minnesota State Arts Board and also the National Endowment for the Arts for giving us funding to come to towns like Bemidji so that people can experience these things that otherwise they would not. We will be wearing our classical Bharatanatyam costumes. It takes us about 3 hours to get ready. Makeup, jewelry, flowers, all of that they will see. And Sacred Earth, it was choreographed by my mother and sister and was originally inspired by two art forms from India. One is called Kolam, which are rice flower designs that women make in the entryway of their home every morning to welcome in the goddess of prosperity. And the rice flower, they're really these beautiful but very simple designs. And over the course of the day, small birds and insects will eat the rice flower, or people will walk over the designs and it will go away every day. And it's showing that nothing of beauty lasts forever, and also it's a small way of giving back to nature. So that's one. And the other are the Wadli paintings. It's a tribe of people who paint with rice flour again. They paint these murals on the wall of their everyday lives. They are a people who live 100% in tune with nature. They use everything that they have, and they don't waste anything. And so they're these dynamic, beautiful paintings. And so we have projections of the Wadli paintings, and we do the rice flour designs on the floor. And so there's also visual elements to this show.
It's my understanding you have live musicians.
Live music is something that Ragamala really tries to always have in our productions, because our dance form was created simultaneously with these music forms. So everything is really an extension of each other. There will be five dancers and singer, violinist, drummer, cymbals, four musicians and five dancers. And when it all comes together, the music and the way the singer is expressing, the dancer and the way that the dancer's face and body is expressing with the gestures, all of it together does convey certain emotions that if you just allow yourself, you don't need to know what every gesture means. And a lot of times we're just trying to convey a very universal emotion. For example, in Sacred Earth, there's a lot of marveling at the landscapes that the dancer is within and the dancer is showing the audience, the trees and the flowers and the bees and how the environment that you're in, how it makes you feel and how it makes you feel connected to everything around you. That's much bigger than I think even a written language can maybe even convey, a sweeping of emotion. But what they will see is both, there's two aspects to our dance form. There is the expressive aspect, which we've talked about, and then the abstract rhythmic aspect. And so usually we will volley back and forth between those two kinds of dance. So you'll see us using rhythm and musicality and gesture moving to the music, and then it's interspersed with the more narrative portion. Mm-hmm. And Sacred Earth, it's a one-hour work with no intermission. So it really has this arc that once you start, it'll take you on this journey for 1 hour that carries the audience away without the interruption of an intermission.
You travel extensively. You've been all around the country performing your work. Why is it important to you and your troupe to share, to travel and share your art?
I think we're really proud of the dance form. It has so much to give and our take on it. It's very different. Everyone does this dance form very differently. You will not see two styles of Bharatanatyam that look the same. So we're very proud of our lineage and our style. And we started out dancing anywhere we could. My mom and sister would dance at the state fair or at the park or wherever they could. And to now be traveling to the Kennedy Center and Lincoln Center and those kinds of venues, it's an absolute dream. And I think it's just as important to get to those smaller communities, because I think it changes the way that people become as adults if they are exposed to these kinds of art forms at a young age and are able to see the difference in cultures, and that we're an American dance company. There's not a specific thing that American dance companies do. We can do dance forms from all different backgrounds. That's what makes this country amazing and unique. So I just think we should, and other art forms, especially culturally based art forms, should be seen by as many people as possible.
The Ragamala Dance Company is currently traveling throughout Minnesota. My thanks to Ashwini Ramaswamy for taking the time to talk with me. And thanks to the entire Ragamala Dance Company for sharing their unique gifts with audiences large and small. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
And I'm David Harrington, reminding you that the Ragamala Dance Company will perform at the Bangsburg Theater on the BSU campus on April 19th at 7:30. The cost is $5 for adults. Students and kids are free of charge. And tickets are available at the door or at the Headwaters School of Music. Area Voices is made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.